Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen to me very closely. So in this journey, the first thing I had to do was to embrace my I am. I had to embrace that, no, I'm not a traditional student, but I'm a student nonetheless. That perhaps I can't do it the way everybody else does it. I'll never forget in the PhD program, a professor said, you don't think critically enough and you don't write well enough to do a dissertation. And I didn't get upset. I understood what she meant. She meant that you're not going to be able to do it the traditional route. What she meant was you're not going to be able to use your academic prowess to make this happen. But what she didn't realize, number two, which is important, first, I embraced the I am. Number two, what she didn't realize is that I had average academic skill, but I had phenomenal will. I had average skill, but I had phenomenal will. And so in order for us to have and be and do everything we were born to do is, number one, we have to kill the noise. We have to stop going to other people and looking to other people for their permission to do what only we can do. Listen to me very closely. It's our dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
So God gave me this for you, John 21:3-9. God put this in my spirit for you. Amen. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And you think you going through it, God going through it with you living like that. He's so hurt. He didn't create you to be broke. He's so hurt. You on your third relationship. He's so hurt. He like, I need you to get this together. You so hurt. You've not experienced marital bliss, and you've been married for a grip. God's so hurt. He was like, I want to bless you. Go read it for yourself. He said that I want to bless you, that you shouldn't be borrowing, you should be lending. He said you shouldn't be borrowing from nobody. You should be lending. He said nobody should be ruling over you. You should be ruling many nations.
People to use this to manipulate you. And they're like, yeah, but you know, you ain't all that good. Anybody that tries to put that on you, tell them to get out your face. I'm serious. Anybody who tries to put you anything that, yeah, but look at your past. See, remember when you walk away, you leave, or you tell them to go. This is the best news you've ever heard in your life, because once you understand that you're good, you act accordingly.
And listen to me very closely. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen to me very closely. I love my mother, but I'm not giving my mother control over my life. My mom got control of her life. She don't get to have control. Somebody missed what I said. You about to go to the word. Make sure you catch this. My mom don't have the right to tell me what to do with my life. My mom trained me, and I'm on my own now.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? So number two, you got to get this. The only way you're going to get to where God would have you to go is to have control, because God has given you the freedom of choice and he ain't gonna make you do nothing. So number two, I need you to take the control back so you can get what God has for you.
Put it like this with fitness. A lot of people like to hear, of course, with men, we like to work out. I love to work out. So, but some people get out of shape and they feel bad. And they say, man, you know, it works like shame. It's the same thing. So you feel like, man, what happens is those cycles keep going. You feel bad. So what happens until you feel better? You eat again. And then you feel bad in the gym because people are looking at you and you go, I don't look good in my pants. And I'm just, you look in the mirror and you go, man, it's bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Still here, and the whole thing, and fitness is way over there. It's somewhere I gotta go, and it's across the country, and it's so long. Why I give up? You know what? I'm gonna just sit down here, eat another donut. And let me tell you, that's real. But fitness is in you. It's in you the whole time. That fit body is there. And you think it's way over there. And that's the lie.
People are fucking hilarious. They are so threatened and jealous and insecure and everywhere in between all that shit. When I was fat and lazy and insecure, struggling in school, struggling in life, people were giving me all this advice, trying to help me out. Well, I went on the other side of the spectrum. I lost weight, I got in shape, I started studying, I started becoming one of the hardest working people out there, and guess what? They still had shit to say. They had shit to say when I was fat, they had shit to say when I lost weight. People don't want to see you better than them. That's what it comes down to. You make them feel good about themselves when you're fat and lazy. And you make them feel like shit when you come from the depths of hell and decide to fucking make it. There's enough food and pie for everybody to eat. Don't hate a motherfucker because he works harder than you. Stay hard.
And what I need you guys to do every single day, I want you to look in the mirror in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Get your affirmations and your declarations. And I want you to speak to yourself. And I want you to speak life to yourself. And look, I need you to get all those people in your life that are speaking negative. I need them out. I need them out. And I need them out right now. I'm going to say it again. I need them out. All those people that are not pouring into you, all those people that are not telling you how great you are, I need those people out. Why? Because you need to surround yourself with people who are great.
What happens if you're playing the proper game is that you integrate your emotions underneath your thinking, something like that. So they're all working in the same direction. You can make your anxiety work against you or for you. I made a program called the Future Authoring Program that I think helps people do that. Because one of the things you see when you're talking to people and they're trying to solve problems is that they're afraid to face the problem. And so then their anxiety is working against them, and you can think about it as antagonistic to rationality. But then I could say, well, why don't you think for a while about what your life would be like if you didn't face this problem? Because if you think that through, if you have a problem and you really think through what the consequences are going to be in 3 to 5 years of not facing it, then you're going to get more afraid of not facing it than facing it. And that's great, because then your anxiety, instead of standing in front of you, instead of you having a dragon that's guarding the path in front of you, well, you have one chasing you down the path from behind. That's a lot more useful. And so, you know, that's just a minimal example of the utility of getting your emotions and your thoughts aligned the same way. The same thing happens with aggression. You know, one of the most common reasons that people come and seek psychotherapy really is because they're too agreeable. But what that means is they're not assertive enough. They haven't integrated their capacity for aggression, and so other people can push them around. And they're very conflict avoidant. And so the consequences of that across time is that you don't stand up for yourself well enough, and you get taken advantage of, and that spirals badly downward. And so partly what you do when you're doing assertiveness training with people is you find out what they're angry about. And they're usually angry if they're not assertive enough because other people are taking advantage of them, or you could say because they're not putting their own necessities forward with enough force. It's hard to distinguish between those two things. But anyways, you get them to talk about what they're angry about. That often makes them cry, often many times. And then you get them to kind of envision what they would want to have instead, which they're often afraid to do because people are afraid to think about what they want, because that makes it more clear when they're not getting it, and that's painful, right? Or maybe they're afraid of hoping, so they won't specify a clear aim. But anyways, you get them to think about what they might want instead. You get them to think about the costs of not pursuing that, and then you help them develop strategies for integrating their aggression and with their thinking so that they can come up with a plan to approach the world in a more confident way. So for example, someone might come to me and say, I'm being bullied badly at work. And so then I'll say, well, what are your options? Do you have to put up with it? Well, we'll figure that out, because maybe you do, maybe you don't have options. But here's how to find out. Get your damn CV together so it's pristine, right? It's ready to go. Get over your fear of a new interview, because people are generally afraid of that. Get over your fear of applying for a new job. Start thinking about what it would mean to have a different job. Start thinking about what it would mean to have a better job even, because maybe your fear is just making you stuck here. But I can tell you one thing, if someone's picking on you at work and you don't have options, you lose. So you get the person to start building a strategy. It's like, okay, if you're gonna tell this person to stop, you have to know how to make them stop. And the one thing you need for sure is an option. And if you don't have an option, then maybe we start thinking about the fact that you need some more training or something like that. Because you cannot negotiate if you don't have any power, especially if you're dealing with someone who's really out to get you or really disagreeable. If you don't have a leg to stand on, they'll just push you over. And maybe they'll jump on you too, because that's what they're like and they enjoy it anyway. So it's no joke. So you put your options behind you, and then you start to think about strategy. So I tell people, look, if you're being harassed at work, you document it every time it happens and you write it down. So you've got like 20 stories about it and it's fully documented. And then you go confront the person at some point, but with at least 3 pieces of evidence. And you have some sense of what you tell them about what will happen if they don't stop. So you have to figure out, well, if they don't stop, what are you going to do about it? Leave? Not if you can't leave. So you have to be able to, what is it, wield a big stick and speak softly. But you see, that way, that's how you take your aggression, which is an absolutely necessary part of your psyche, and manifest it up into a sophisticated means of dealing with the world. You don't just suppress it. You say, well, I should be able to put up with it, or I wish I wasn't so angry, or something. It's like, forget that. All that'll happen is your blood pressure will stay high and you'll die of a heart attack, because anger, for example, is a very toxic emotion and it does cause heart damage over time. It's the only emotion that we really know that's been linked to things like cardiovascular risk. And anger is toxic because it's like you're driving a car, you're stepping on the gas and pushing on the brake at the same time, because anger tells you to run away and to attack at the same time, because you don't know what's going to happen. And so it really amps up the physiological demand on your body, including your heart and your musculature. So if you stay like that for like 10 years, you know, you're going to age 20 years. And that's a bad plan. So, you know, you take your underground emotions and you integrate them into a sophisticated reality.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.